Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
That can really make you look like a rock star or like an amateur.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey, what is up, everybody? Rick Mulready here, and welcome back to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is actually episode number 20. Great to have you here. Thank you so much for listening. And on today's show, Jim Belosik, who is the CEO of ShortStack, joins me to talk about lead magnets. Yeah, we're totally going to geek out about lead magnets today. Specifically, what's working well right now when it comes to lead magnets, whether you're an online business owner or you have a local brick and mortar business. Now, I just want to be straight up with you just to let you know, ShortStack is also the sponsor of today's episode. If you've been listening for a while, you know that they've been sponsoring the show since we got started here. And I'm really excited to welcome Jim, who is the CEO of ShortStack, onto the show today. If you're not familiar with what ShortStack is, definitely recommend that you check them out. They are a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, highly converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Now, this is whether you're a complete beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or if you know CSS and things like HTML, you're going to love the ease of working with ShortStack. And to get started using them for free right now, you can just go over to shortstack.com/Rick. Now, on today's episode with Jim, we're going to get into things like what is working well right now when it comes to lead magnets. And again, we're going to be talking about whether you're an online, if you have an online business, or if you have an actual business where people walk into, if you have a local brick and mortar store. We get into things like, should the format of your lead magnet be consistent with the paid products that you're leading people into? Interesting discussion there. Jim shares what today can make you look like either a rock star marketer or an amateur marketer. We don't want to be looking like an amateur marketer. We talk about why mobile needs to be a priority when considering your lead magnet. He shares tips to increase your webinar registrations on your landing pages. And he also shares details about a company's campaign that got over 220,000 qualified leads in a matter of about 7 days. And then they saw a 70% conversion rate of those leads who wanted more information about the company. Pretty cool stuff. All right, let's go hang out with Jim. All right, excited to welcome Jim Belosik, who is the CEO of ShortStack, here to the Art of Paid Traffic. Jim, how are you doing today?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I want to talk to you about lead generation, specifically what you're seeing out there in the marketplace for how marketers and how entrepreneurs and businesses are using the ShortStack platform. Specifically, what is working well right now when it comes to generating leads and what businesses are giving away in exchange for that lead? What's working really well right now? Anything kind of jumping out at you?
Yeah, the number one thing is quality. So there's kind of two big buckets of giveaways. One is, you know, content marketing and giving away content. You know, say it's a PDF download or hey, here's five Photoshop templates or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the other bucket is contests. So I guess I'll talk about contests first, where we're seeing a shift away from just giving away an iPad or, you know, something silly that's really not related to the business. Mm-hmm. We're seeing not only the value go up when it comes to contesting, but we're also seeing kind of the thoughtfulness, I guess, of the prize is increasing. So if I'm a restaurant, you know, we're not seeing them give away iPads or whatever. We're seeing, hey, we're going to do catering for your office Christmas party or dinner for two or whatever. And it makes more sense to their audience. So in return, we're seeing, you know, increased entry rates. The same thing goes for content. You know, people aren't just regurgitating stuff that they stole off someone else's website and giving it away. They're mm-hmm. actually dedicating a lot of resources to creating really good content and then using that to give away for their marketing purposes.
So when businesses are shifting away, because yeah, you're right, there was that big trend for a long time where businesses or people were giving away the iPads or whatever it may be, and they were getting a lot of entries, but they weren't quality entries because people were just looking for you know, the chance to win that iPad, even when it wasn't even relevant to the business. So you mentioned that, you know, businesses are getting a higher number of opt-ins or registrations into that contest. Are they also more? Are they also higher quality people or entries onto, you know, leads for them?
Exactly. Yes, they're better qualified. So it's kind of a you know, two for one deal where you're getting, you know, sometimes it's localized leads, which is really critical. So again, using that restaurant example, if I'm giving away an iPad, people might enter from wherever because mm-hmm. it's an iPad. But if I'm giving away, hey, come to my restaurant, experience it, it's in your neighborhood, those people who just wanted the iPad or they're never going to visit because they live in, you know, five states away, they're not going to enter. But the people who are close and, you know, interested, whether they're return customers or maybe they just heard about you, the leads are way, way better. The same thing goes with the content. So mm-hmm. when you're giving away high quality content, especially if it's written specifically for your audience, what we've seen is, you know, if you adjust your writing level and the level of detail and analysis in your content, you know, maybe you make a white paper that's geared towards enterprise and you have, you know, a lot of really heavy data analysis, the leads that want that paper are very, very high qualified. They are going to be more likely to be enterprise users. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you say, you know, top five tips for, you know, sending an email. And it's like, well, make sure you use spell check, blah, blah, blah. Well, you're going to get, it's low quality content. So you're going to get, you know, lower quality leads, I guess.
Sure.
You know, depending on your product, of course. But overall, you know, just people are putting more effort and more effort results in better leads.
So do you think there's anything to, and I've had this sort of debate with a lot of people over the year here, we're at the end of 2014, and we had this conversation quite a bit, that if you, obviously the goal is to get that lead and then turn them into a customer, you know, a little bit down the road. And whenever that might be, that's going to be different for different companies and different people. What do you think about making sure that the format in which the opt-in or the giveaway is delivered to somebody, so whether it's a, you know, a PDF download or an ebook or a video series or whatever that might be, what are your thoughts on how closely in format it needs to be to the actual paid product? So for example, if I'm selling a training course and it's a video-based training course, do you think that it's better to have the format of the giveaway be also in video format to sort of quote unquote train that person to, you know, that you're kind of showing them the quality of type of work that you can give them or that you will be giving them in the paid experience when they become a customer. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think when it's applicable, you should definitely do that. You have to set expectation. So if I'm giving away a video course and my pitch to the audience is via a video, then they know what they're getting into. And again, you're kind of pre-qualifying the lead. So if they watch the video, and they're like, oh my God, I don't want to watch 5 hours of this guy, they're probably not going to enter. But they watch the video and they go, okay, cool. This could be really cool. This is produced well. I am interested, and they're going to go forward. So if you are talking about, you know, how to improve your email campaigns, and that comes to you via email, you might go, oh, hey, they made it through to me. Maybe they can help me get through to my audience. I would say do it whenever possible, but one of the biggest considerations is mobile right now. So if you're delivering these ads or these landing pages in order to do something, keep in mind mobile and make sure that it works on mobile, because we're not seeing it as much as we did last year, but we still every once in a while see, hey, you know, come download my thing. And it's advertised on social media or whatever. So I'm on Facebook on my phone. I click the ad or I click the post. And, you know, it's like, okay, blank page, or something doesn't work. I can't enter. Or maybe it's like this tiny screen that I have to pinch around and to enter because they forgot to consider mobile. So that can really make you look like a rock star or like an amateur.
That's a really good point that you bring up. And this, having mobile and that, making sure that experience is, you know, a good one is so important. Being someone that runs a lot of Facebook ads, and obviously I teach Facebook ads, something that I'm seeing sort of a trend right now, and I don't see that people are super comfortable yet with registering for a webinar, for example, or entering their name and email in exchange for that. That free download on the mobile device. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah. What we're seeing is, you know, what we call action gating, where, you know, hey, give us your email address in order to get X. It was really popular, of course, with Facebook with like gating. So like my page in order to see whatever. Well, we've wanted to get away from, you know, like gating. Well, Facebook helped us do that for us sure. with their deprecation. But we wanted to do something that wasn't just black or white. There's some levels of gray to it. So instead of, you know, hey, fill out these five fields in order to get my thing, maybe have the first one required and then the other three optional. Now, when it comes to mobile, again, if you see that your mobile entry rates are lower, you may want to start playing with, you know, what's required. So one of the things that we always suggest is, hey, do you want to register for my webinar? And we detect that they're on mobile. We just say, hey, what's your email address? Then you can email them, you know, automatically and says, hey, you know, thanks. Now there's one more step. Go ahead and click here. You know, if you prefer to be on a desktop, whatever. Once they get that email, whether they read it on their phone, it still will go to a desktop environment, and then they can go ahead and do the registration or pay with a credit card or whatever they're more comfortable with doing on a desktop.
I mean, I'm really excited to see what happens here in 2015 where, you know, do people, because I think about myself and, you know, am I likely to fill out a bunch of information on my phone? Probably not quite yet, but I'm really excited to see sort of what that trend, you know, where that trend goes here in 2015. But I love what you say about, you know, making sure that you're really clear on which fields are required, and maybe lessening the required fields when it comes to having that mobile landing page for people. I like that.
Yeah, we're kind of going towards make everything more optional and at the user's own pace. So at least get that email from them via mobile. And if they forget or they don't register later or something, you can email them and say, hey, you know what? We noticed you were interested. Perhaps it wasn't a good time. You know, you were trying to text at a stoplight or something. How about we try it again? So at least you still have that lead and you can nurture that lead. But don't rush them. You know, don't force them to do it right then, because like you said, everyone has a different level of comfort, you know, when it comes to entering data, especially when it comes to mobile.
Sure. So I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, Jim. So what, you don't have to name the company, but what's sort of the coolest and most successful execution that you've seen in the form of lead generation over the past, let's just say year, or in 2014, what is the most successful campaign that you've seen?
The one that sticks in the top of my mind, I think they had, I don't know, 200 and some thousand entries, 220,000 entries in a very short period of time. I think it was 7 or 8 days. And what happened is they had a very, very relevant offer and a high value offer to a very well targeted audience. They were actually giving away they were going to pay off some of your student loans. And it was targeted at students. So when they did their paid ad buys, you know, the students are very easy to target.
Sure.
And students, of course, are always interested in saving a buck. But they didn't just say, hey, you know, we're gonna give you $50 towards, you know, 10% of a book. They said, hey, I think it was like $5,000 or something pretty decent.
Yeah.
So they had just this huge influx of leads, and all, you know, I don't know what the percentages are, but the early data showed that they were extremely well qualified, because not only could they enter the contest to win, but they could take another step that was optional to request more information about this particular lender.
Mm.
And the people who entered the contest and then requested more information, you know, was, I think the conversion rate was like 70% or something ridiculous.
Wow.
So, you know, that's when we kind of really lit up, because we were kind of, you know, preaching, hey, you know, high value stuff gets better leads. But when we saw this, we were going, oh my gosh, I guess we didn't just make that up. It really is working.
Right, right. High value, high quality. Make sure that we are considering the mobile device when we're creating our pages and campaigns, especially here as we head into 2015. All really, really good stuff here. Jim, thanks so much for joining me here on the Art of Paid Traffic. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this one with Jim today. Just to kind of recap, when you're trying to get more qualified leads for your business, don't just throw something up and hope that people opt in. Be really strategic about it. Go for quality that's going to give somebody an easy, meaningful win for their business so that you can more quickly move them towards being a paid customer for your own business. And if you want to see a lead magnet that I use for my own website, just check out rickmulready.com. Join my email list there, and you'll get an email series all about the four biggest mistakes that people make with Facebook ads and how you can avoid them. All right, big thanks again to Jim's company, ShortStack, for sponsoring today's show. If you have not checked them out yet, definitely do so. They're a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, highly converting campaigns and landing pages for your business. You can get started for free using them right now. Just go to shortstack.com/Rick. Also, don't forget, every Friday, I'm going to choose an iTunes review at random from that week, and the winner is going to receive a free personalized Facebook ads audit from me. Now, this is where I review your Facebook ads and give you honest feedback, ideas, and suggestions for improvement, where I'll show you exactly how to tweak and improve your ads so that you can be getting the best results possible while spending the least amount of money in the process. So if you want to win a personalized Facebook ads audit from me, go over to iTunes, search on the Art of Paid Traffic, and then leave an honest rating and review for the show. And then every Friday, I'll choose a review from that week and announce it on the show. All right, that's all for today's episode. I've got another great one coming up for you in episode number 21. Until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find what works for you and your business. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.